It's George DeBell from ESPN Cricinfo, and I'm joined by Michael Holding to discuss the retirement of Shivnarine Chandrapool. Mikey, obviously a tremendous career. How do you reflect on it, and what do you think the memories will be of it?
Well, the memories of Shivnarine Chandrapool for the West Indies will be someone who gave everything throughout his entire career for a very, very long time. Chandrapool is the type of player that always did whatever was necessary for him to try and get some runs. You know, you look at his stance over the period of time, how it changed from being an orthodox stance to something that was completely unorthodox. People thought that to certainly never work at the highest level. He made it work for him, and that is Shivnarine Chandrapool. He just did whatever was necessary.
What sort of character has the strength of character, strength of mind, to change their technique when presumably every coach, every textbook would say the opposite?
Well, that was just Shiv. Shiv came into test cricket at a pretty tender age. He was not very strong physically. Mentally, he has always been very strong. Physically, he wasn't very strong. He used to get cramps a lot. He was struggling a lot of times when he was actually batting out there on the field. And he did, again, what was necessary for him. He changed his diet. He changed his work ethic. And he became a lot stronger physically. And so he could then go on and make tons of centuries. If you remember, it took him a very long time to get his first century. He got lots of 50s, lots of 60s, because he wasn't physically capable of batting that long to get the centuries. Then, as I said, he changed everything, got the hundreds. His mind has always been strong. He has always been determined. Whenever he has had to do something to make himself better, he has done it. And it did not mean that if somebody told him, "Shiv, that won't work for you," that he'll say, "No, I agree it won't work." He'll make sure that it works, because he was that type of person. He even captained the West Indies team once, because people thought with such a strong mind, with someone with such a strong mind, that then he would be a good leader. It didn't turn out that way, because Shiv was strong for himself. Shiv was not an outgoing person, so it didn't quite work for him as captain. But he himself, he knew what he wanted to do, he knew exactly what he needed to do, and as we can see, that made him have such a very long career.
He might be remembered as a bit of a dogged batsman, but actually he was, and he sure could be. But actually he had a lot of other gears as well, and we saw them sometimes, didn't we?
I remember one day international, for instance, in Trinidad, when Shiv hit about 3 or 4 sixes in the last over to win the game, when everybody thought this is over, the West Indies cannot win this game. I don't even remember who it was against, but I just remember him playing the shots that were necessary. Shiv could do whatever he needed to do, and that's the type of person that he was. He would go out there and everybody would say, "Oh, he can be so boring." Watching Shivnarine Chandrapool bat, all he's interested in doing is just getting runs. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what he has to do, but then he can also change gear.
It's not a bad quality in a batsman, is it? Wanted to get lots of runs and not be out.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. The only problem I ever had with Shiv, with his cricket and his attitude towards batting, was that sometimes when he was batting with the tail, it was almost as if he didn't care what happened to the tail, that he only batted for himself. That's the only thing
is one of the criticisms there will be. I mean, at a time West Indies could have probably done with him moving up the order. He was pretty committed to staying at number 5. Could he have got up the order? Did the West Indies get the most out of him?
Some will argue both ways, George, that perhaps he could have gone up the order and West Indies could have had a bit more out of him. But I don't usually see batsmen moving up the order as they get older. I see them moving down the order. So that is a counter-argument as far as that is concerned. What West Indies perhaps needed to find was some youngsters that could come a little bit higher in the order, with Shiv in the middle order, that could bat with both. The youngsters at the top and the tail at the end, and that could have served him very well.
Does he retire a disappointed man?
I would hope not. You know, I know Shiv was disappointed when he was dropped from the West Indies team, but at the same time, many cricketers go out of test cricket that way, that they think they could have played a little bit longer. But Shiv gave a lot. He gave everything for the West Indies, and I would hope that he's not disappointed, because he certainly contributed a great deal to West Indies cricket.
He'll be remembered as a great 20 of Caribbean cricket.
For sure, for sure. And I'm not just thinking about his numbers either. Shivnarine Chandrapool is a great West Indies cricketer, gave a lot for West Indies. A lot of people again will argue, perhaps a little bit too selfishly, but I think West Indies benefited a great deal.
He's probably the last of his type, certainly in Caribbean cricket circles, isn't he? Can you imagine such a player, not with that technique, of course, but such a player with that mindset, prepared to tough it out for hours in test cricket? The Caribbean don't look as if they're producing that sort of player at the moment, do they? Is he the last of...
Possibly. I wouldn't write it off, but possibly the way the game is structured, George, the way the game is moving towards a shorter and shorter form, that is going to be difficult to find another Shivnarine Chandrapool.
It sure is. Thanks very much for listening. This is George DeBell in Johannesburg with Michael Holding.